I lifted my foot slowly, very slowly, and took each step with care. Veins pounding, I could sense that something wasn't right about this gloomy evening. Tighter and tighter, my blood-cold fingers wrapped around the straps of my backpack, resting on my shoulders. And with each distance I overcame, nervousness came with it. Up overhead flew a bird of some sort, perhaps a raven. My heart skipped a beat at this sighting. The thump, thump echoed outside with such force, my mind was taken over by emotions, and I lost all control of my actions. I broke into a sprint. The bird followed closely overhead. The hairs on the back of my neck stood on end, but the feeling of someone watching me settled in. It swooped lower and lower, and then it stopped, and soon it was out of sight. My eyes followed it until it reached a peculiar and unsettling figure of a young man. He stood, stroking the bird, which I know was indeed a raven, as it rested on his shoulder. I took one look into the eyes of the mystery man, and I felt as if all feeling had been snatched and ripped out of my very soul. My knees buckled, and I fell to the ground. The stranger lifted his foot and took one step forward, and sense was knocked into me. I sprang up and bolted in the other direction. I flew and flew, for my mind forbade me to look back, but something came over me. I slowed to a jog, a walk, then finally a stop. I turned. What did I see? What was there? The answer? Not the man. I scanned the whole panoramic scene, but nothing out of the ordinary was in sight. I exhaled with relief, then inhaled with nervousness. The evening hadn't improved itself. It had gained nothing right. Nothing ever fixed that night, and it seemed like nothing ever will. Or will.